B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One, two, three,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Bertrand from Radio Row in Atlanta. This hour of coverage from Radio Row is brought to you by Bernardi Automotive Group. Where are you going?
I don't know. Don't know.
No break here. Just headlines.
Ed
McCaffrey was scheduled to be with us. He's probably going to stop by any minute here. Darren Revelle, one of a kind. He's got 150 some odd tweets lined up for Sunday.
It's so organic. He sort of gets tweets out ready
to go. I was talking to him about it, and I said, "Are you going to go to the? Do you cover the game?" He said, "No, I'm leaving before the game. I don't trust the Wi-Fi in the stadium for my work.
Wow.
So I got to schedule tweets around certain things that are happening in live real time in the game.
Wow.
And I'm better off being at home in front of the television.
Yeah,
for my purposes, which is how the overwhelming majority." I mean, I don't even know if overwhelming majority is a fair way of saying how many people don't go to the Super Bowl. People
right.
consume it on television. It's a television product.
Right. Correct.
Going is a very, very rare thing.
And a totally different experience.
Yeah, I will say this, having now been to a few of these, Zoe, you've been to more than any of us. When you're at the game itself, yes, it's the Super Bowl, but it does not feel as big in the building as it does when you're watching on television.
No, it's a football game.
Yes. Once the game starts, there's all the lead up, which is, you know, you're at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I mean,
once the game kicks off,
I think location does have a lot to do with that.
It's another football game.
Like, I'll never forget the coolest one I thought was in Pasadena that I went to with my dad was the Bills Cowboys, and it was the Cowboys' first one where Aikman talks about hyperventilating, you know. And that's right then where you knew, okay, maybe this is going to be a dynasty. Maybe this team is going to be good for a while. But the pageantry of the stadium and the way that stadium sit, the Rose Bowl.
Pregame.
The
anthem.
The pregame. The
introduction.
The signage. Michael Jackson did the halftime. And then he was in the middle of the stage. Boom, they blew up the smoke. He ends up on the top of the scoreboard. Like that. And it was obviously
not really him.
Not him.
Not him.
But he, yeah. But it was just boom, boom. And it
ever
was
watched
like,
the behind the scenes NFL films on that?
No.
With the producer going, come on, Michael. Come on, Michael. Because they didn't know when he was going to start singing. When he just stared at the crowd, blank,
oh my
like
God.
Up on stage. And the producer is like losing his mind. Come on, Michael. Come on. Sing. It's great.
Easy Ed. How you doing, pal?
But yeah.
It's good seeing you, man. Come on in. Yes, sir.
Right in here. Get that hooked up.
All right.
Another guest in the world, Big Y, world-class market guest chair, former NFL player, Ed McCaffrey. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Thanks for stopping by.
Where's your boy, Dave
pleasure.
Logan?
He's probably over there somewhere.
Yeah, doing his radio show.
Intersection. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's working. He's working.
What brings you to Atlanta?
You know, I just had nothing to do. I thought to see some sights.
Yeah.
I hear they have a good aquarium here.
Oh, it's awesome.
The aquarium's
awesome.
Went the other night. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you there?
What kinds of stuff in there? Yeah.
It's
fun.
Thank neat.
You.
Very nice.
I thought maybe you came here with Christian. He brought you on his tab or something.
Yeah, no, I'm tagging along. Tagging along. getting into parties and events with my kid.
Your youngest is headed to Nebraska?
Yeah, he's already there.
Congratulations. And
yeah.
was it between Nebraska and Michigan?
He did have an offer from Michigan, but obviously he doesn't want to compete at quarterback with his brother.
Yeah.
So, but he fell in love with what Scott Frost is doing there in Nebraska. And luckily for us, it's only a 7-hour drive. It's the first school we could actually drive to watch games. So we're excited about that, but they'll eventually play each other. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But no, you know, all my kids, I went to 4 different schools.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We didn't encourage them to go anywhere. We're like, it has to be your decision. You have to feel comfortable playing for these coaches and comfortable with your teammates and comfortable getting a degree from those universities.
And we know how good Christian is, obviously. I think I talked to you. God, what was he? When he was in the Rose Bowl, he had the big game. We were out there playing Denver in one of the games. You said, my youngest may be the best. Is that still true, you think? Or was,
you
it,
know,
the, or was it the second?
No, they're all good.
I know they're all good.
Yeah. No, you know, I don't know. I mean, I love them all, man.
Yeah.
They're all good to me. And they all, love the game, and they all fell in love with the game in their own way and at their own pace. But they're all very talented. You know, Max is a receiver out in San Francisco, and he's chomping at the bit. Been in the league 3 years now, crazy. And you know, unfortunately, hurt his foot last year, but he's healthy again. It was activated against the Rams in the last week of the season, and he's working out with them. And he's the fastest. He can claim to be the fastest kid, at least in the 40. And then Christian, and Dylan. The other two are quarterbacks, but they're different style quarterbacks. Yeah. You know, Dylan's got some height, a little over 6'5". He's a taller, you know, prototypical looking quarterback, like this guy was when we were going to the Penn State football camp back in the day, playing in the Big 33 yeah. game. You know, he walked in the room like, "Oh, there's the quarterback."
And then fade passes I threw. I'm like, "Wow, then, why can't I have receivers like this?"
Yeah, and then Luke had a great year, man. We won a state championship. He did great this year, and he's really quick and fast. He can run. Dylan can run too, but you know, he's kind of they're all so different, man. They're four kids. They look different. They're not the kids that you just pick out as brothers. You know,
right.
They're all so different with different skill sets. But what I love about it, they love the game. They just love football.
Was there ever a point you wanted to move them back to Pennsylvania to play real football? No, seriously, like
we've invited a couple. I mean, you know, I'm the head coach of a high school now. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know
head
that.
Coach of Valley Christian. Matter of fact,
we
played Dave in the state championship. Dave's the one who talked me into doing it.
Tell me that.
I'd always loved, you know, coaching. We called the Broncos games for 5 years. We used to talk high school football all the time because my kids were playing and he was coaching. You know, the job became available at our high school. And so I was putting this committee together to find a team and called Dave and asked him his advice. And he's like, you know, why don't you apply? I'm like, you know, I was going to wait till my kids graduated, wait till Luke was out of there, but this might not come around again. So did some soul searching, thought, man, this is my calling. I'm called to serve, called to coach high school football. I absolutely love it. We had a great year. It was a lot of fun.
What are the hours like?
They're crazy. They're crazy. Well, you know, I was a late hire last year, and you know, putting a coaching staff together and a practice plan and a schedule and 150 kids in the program and getting acclimated with the school and the faculty. And thank goodness there's so many understanding, patient people at Valor that put up with me at times, but also helped me. And so it's a great environment, great culture, and we've been part of the school for 10 years, so it was a natural fit.
You played a long time with John Elway. When you watch this kid, Patrick Mahomes, playing, I keep making a comparison. I said, in real time, you can see it on TV, he's good. But when you watch him throw real time, like, this is the closest thing I've seen to Elway.
Well, come on. You were doing that, Scott, back in high school.
Not
there was
like
no look,
I mean,
cross the body, no, cross the field, passes.
Yeah, except the guy in the other uniform would catch it.
Right, yeah. But I mean, the velocity. I'm talking about velocity of football.
You know what? He's a pioneer in that. Yeah. Look, it's not the first to do those things, but he makes it look so easy. And he's so talented with his vision, with his arm, with his feet. And, you know, you can tell that he played baseball because back in the day, you know, you're at the old QB camps. They teach you how to be a quarterback.
Up here. Yep.
And
it's
almost like, look, I can throw however I want to throw the ball. I'm an athlete. I'm loose. I'm confident. And he's changing the game. What a phenomenal year. I mean, everyone knew he was good. When Alex Smith left, we're like, you know, you got a pretty good guy backing him up. But I don't think anybody foresaw the type of season he was going to have. And he made it look so easy. And every time you counted him out, he answered the bell. Even in that, you know, the last game they bowed out, it was almost, again, who has the ball last? You know, if you give him enough time, he can win a game at the end. And, you know, that shootout, you saw the 43-40
game. That was the most common refrain going into that game. Whoever has the ball last going to win. That's how it worked out.
But that's how good he is. And they have weapons, and he knows how to use them. But, wow, what a bright young star in this league.
Ed, you've played in this game. I mean, you've won 3 rings. What's your advice to players before going into the Super Bowl, the biggest game you could possibly play in?
I'll tell you, the team that has the advantage is the team that practices the way they play. You have to have confidence. You have to believe you're the best in the world. Hopefully you're prepared. That's half the battle. And once you get to the game, it's too late to prepare. I mean, you're ready to go or you're not. And then it's just football. It's the same game you've been playing your whole life. I think both these teams have pretty confident players. I don't think the stage is too big for anybody that's going to take the field on Sunday. So, again, I think the teams that let emotion overwhelm them, especially in the beginning of a football game, can be at a disadvantage. But, you know, hey, history is yet to be written.
You're here with Ticketmaster today?
I am. Yeah, Ticketmaster was the official, you know, marketplace for the NFL. They're the number one leader and ticketing in the world. And Lisa and I use them all the time. You know, we go to away games. Scott, where are the tickets when you get the away game tickets for players?
Top corner.
You're talking nosebleeds. You're sitting with the other fans. And if you use other ticket exchanges like we've done in the past, you know, you're waiting in the line in whatever city you're in,
right,
and you're not sure you're going to get your ticket. And you start sweating a little bit. Like, what if we don't get the ticket? Like, we'll get a refund, but we're going to watch our kid play.
Yeah.
But if you're going to watch a game and you put that type of effort into going to the game, you'll want to see the game. And so Ticketmaster is the only ticket exchange that can guarantee you that you're going to get your seat and the ticket that you purchase. So they've worked really well for us.
So you get them on a 50 down low, make it all the money you make?
Well, it depends on the price. I'm cheap. You know that. I'm a little frugal. I did come from Pennsylvania.
That is a Western County thing.
He never has to pay for any school.
That explains
it. Never got to pay for school. Nothing, man. Kids are in the league making money.
I can pinch. I'm looking at every price of every seat. I can tell you that. But I try to, you know, the nosebleeds are awful. And you know, we went to New Orleans.
It's terrible.
We went to New Orleans last year before we used Ticket Exchange. And we got a ticket. It literally, I was touching the top of the dome. And fans are banging the wall with how they got, like, trash can lids.
Did you ever do a game down there?
I have no idea. But I had a migraine by the end of the game. I'm like, there's no way I'm sitting here for the next game. So we went again to the playoff game last year and got better tickets, and it worked out great. But one, the stress of not knowing if you're going to get your ticket, and then not being sure where you're going to sit, and then you're sitting in the nosebleeds. And granted, the teams are nice to give you the tickets, but they're awful seats.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to sit there.
Did you ever broadcast a game at a Superdome in Louisiana?
Yeah.
You're literally up against the roof. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, you know, if you want a better seat, or you want a good seat, or you just want to know you're going to get your seat, you know, Ticketmaster will do a great job for you.
And McCaffrey, former Super Bowl champ, friend of Zoe, as we like to say. FOZ, nice to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah,
love those PA kids. All right, man.
With us here in the Big Y World Class Market. Guest chair on Radio Row in Atlanta. More to come on Zolak and Bertrand next.
Live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Zolak and Bertrand presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Radio Row. It was about to fall.
It was fine. It's fine until Mass got here.
A big light started teetering over.
Just make sure somebody on the side doesn't get hit.
What is that lighting, by the way? It's pointing in the other direction.
It's a set.
It's something for over there.
Yeah.
What's over there?
Howdy, you should see what's behind that wall. Twitter has the best set in the building.
They have a set.
It's unbelievable.
Do they really?
Where they're having athletes, NFL players come down and do stuff for Twitter.
Real food.
And that giant light stanchion, we'll call it. That thing's coming down. It's going to fall.
Oh, that thing's going. That thing will go down.
Did Mass kick it? What did he do? He bump into it?
Yeah.
I think he came in with his roller bag.
Don't tell her that.
God, thank God he's got that bag, because God forbid he doesn't have access to anything in that bag here today. I asked Jim that the other day. I'm like, what the hell is his bag? He's like, that's his work bag. What's his work?
He walks around with luggage.
Well, Jim goes, well, he needs
a computer.
He said
it's a baseball writer thing. Yeah. It looks like a backpack, but it has wheels.
You told me it's a computer.
He's got computers in it, but it looks like a backpack.
His computers must be 6 inches thick with those big-ass batteries like the old ones.
Well, maybe he has all the food that he took from his locker at work.
We should. You know what?
He's got his blender in there. He's got his batteries.
4 o'clock hour of the show. They should just go through the bag and let's see what's
in
there.
He's got his kale.
Bag of jerky.
There's something for Tangway and DJ Bean. Stop riding scooters. That's been done before. Go through Maz's bag. Play game. What's in Maz's bag?
We did what's in Maz's locker once.
We did what's in your wallet yesterday with Zoe. His wallet is a Ziploc sandwich bag.
People are shocked how young Sosie looks. What do you think he was, 70?
Well, he's an old soul.
What would you say? Who even says that? I'm an old soul.
I don't Bob Sosie.
That means you're old. I'm an old soul. I've been through it. I've seen it all.
617-779-0985. This hour coverage from Radio Row brought to you by Bernardi Automotive Group. It's down again.
Man, you know what? Yeah, but the
internet keeps
the internet goes in and out like crazy here.
That's not our fault.
This thing's got to be a massive overload, though. Look at the amount of people here now.
Sam is in South Carolina on Rob Gronkowski's future. We've talked at length about that today. What do you got, Sam?
Hey guys, first time caller. Hey. Big time fan though. Go to school down here and listen to you guys almost daily. I'm just calling to see. You know, we've been seeing a lot of interviews in Rob this week and this past week. You know, listen to him on Wednesday, speak about it, and then kind of make that funny joke to that that female reporter. But I'm wondering your guys' thought. Is it Tom Brady? Is Tom Brady? Do you guys think is that going to be at all a factor in Rob's decision coming back to the Patriots? Do you think that Tom Brady will go to Rob Gronkowski this offseason and pitch to him to stay until you know, he retires? Because we hear a lot about his retirement. I'm just wondering what the odds and likelihood of that happening is. Thanks a lot, guys. I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts.
Okay, thanks.
I think that's definitely in play. If I'm Brady, can that guy still play? He can still play. And he's just such a big force that you have to consider where the hell he is when he lines up. And that helps the quarterback out. I don't care what tight end you're going to draft as a rookie, it's going to come in and have that type of impact. Yeah, guarantee you that. That's part of that. Hey, I've known you for 8 years, man. I need you. Like you said, you nixed the trade. You don't want to go anywhere because I'm your quarterback. You're my tight end. We need you here, man. I can see that happening. Sure.
Is it going to make a difference, though?
I think that's your only shot. I do. I think that's your only shot to get him back is the Brady influence.
Okay, but then there's a pay cut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said that. I said, yeah. a pay cut with maybe some sort of a, whether it was a Roman Pfeiffer or Anthony Pleasant type deal, see you Wednesday, you know? I don't know.
I don't like the chances of it happening. There's no way these are down again, are they?
Well, I think mentally they were ready to move on from him last year because of the trades that they, you know, hey, it's time, you know? And I think, you know, Bill had it. That was it.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. You want to jump on board? We got open lines for you right now. Mike is in Bridgewater. Mike.
How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Awesome.
What's
up? I wanted to talk about James White and the pass running backs coming out of the backfield, see what they're doing against the fact that the Rams got smaller linebackers like Mark Barron. He's a safety. And I think the kid Littleton, he's a smaller guy.
Yeah, I think you could kill the underneath coverage with these backs. I think the backs can be huge in this game. I think this thing could be like that San Diego type influence where you may not have the type of matchup they think they have defensively to where you're going to have to actually go man and get somebody down there and spy on these backs. Because I think Burkhead and White can do some damage in the pass game. This could be a big screen game, too, the way this defense likes to run. I'll be shocked if Josh comes out, quick couple screens, right, to get this thing going. They're good drive starters. Get the ball in their hands, 3 yards, boom, and let's see if we can pull a 17-yarder off or two.
Hardy has our headlines.
Nice.
Get you caught up on matters in the world of sports. We'll be back. We got another segment. We can get to more of your calls. And coming up at 1:50, today's takeaways from Radio Row.
Sports Hub headlines.
Yes, we're live on Radio Row, and yes, the Super Bowl is Sunday. It's the Patriots and the Rams facing off in Super Bowl 53. Lots more guests joining us through the rest of the show today and tomorrow. Felger and Maz will, of course, keep things rolling here right after our show today on 98.5 The Sports Hub. As for the Celtics, they got 24 points from Jaylen Brown last night as Kyrie Irving sat out again, but they really didn't need him. 126-94, the final over the Hornets at the TD Garden. Tomorrow night, the Green will visit the Knicks. The Bruins have to face a red-hot Flyers team tonight. They've won 5 in a row. They're going to have Tuukka Rask back in net for the game tonight. We'll get the latest from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers. Starting at 6:30 with the pregame, the puck will drop just after 7 o'clock right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda CR-V. Headlines are brought to you by AdCare Hospital. If you or a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drug use, help is just around the corner. Call AdCare at 1-800-ALCOHOL. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your headlines anytime on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Live on Radio Row, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I don't want to know, no, 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 who's taking you home, 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 and loving you so, 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 the way I used to love you, no, I don't want to know, no, 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 who's taking you home, 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 and loving you so, so,
I just want to say that the number of handlers that some of the people have on Radio Row, mostly current players.
It's a waste of money for this league.
It's absurd.
What are they, four? What are they, a drunk baby?
The most obnoxious so far has been Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, was it 13 or 14 handlers?
This last year, too.
Tim Tebow was the worst in Arizona. I'm sorry. That was the
who
worst.
Who are
Tim
all Tebow. These people? You don't need, look at the, who are all these freaking people over
Each
here?
One of them has a hotel room.
What
Each
are
one
they
of them
doing?
Had to get on a flight. Each one of them is doing per diem for some company. Yeah.
I hope the league didn't give them hotel rooms. They didn't give us hotel rooms.
It's like the Globe. Just send 7 people down.
They didn't help us get a room this weekend. Thanks a lot, NFL.
That's because they get all this stuff going on.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, We better not have lost out on rooms to those people. 14 people.
Well, it's very important.
To follow them around?
The one lady with the...
None of them are working.
Yeah,
now, right. I hope they're not getting paid much because they're not doing anything. They're doing nothing. 617-779-0985. It's absurd. Travis Kelce just walked by. He had like six. Like, what do you need six people with you for?
Someone who does that crazy dance
stuff. What do all six of those people do for you?
They point where to go so you can walk. They'll say, move your left foot. Now you're right. Now you're left. You sit here.
Harry's in New Hampshire. Hi, Harry.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Zoe.
Hiya. What's up?
Hi. I'm just wondering, I haven't heard anybody talk about it yet. I want to see the look on the owner of the Falcons' face when the Patriots win a Super Bowl in his home field.
Arthur Blank.
He's been around.
Referring to. He's been around
he's
all
ready.
Week.
He's raking in money, man.
From what I hear, he's been a gracious host this week in Atlanta.
Whew.
He's happy to have the Super Bowl in his building. I'm sure that he'd rather he have a better team right now than what he had this season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. Is he really going to get that upset? He's already lost to them. It already happened. His thing to be upset about happened 2 years ago. Let's go to Guy, who's in Franklin.
Hey, Guy.
Guy, you there?
Hey, Zoe. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, Guy.
Zoe, a former Club Cadillac alum. I just want to say what's
love
up,
it.
Everybody.
Love that last back entrance.
I was down the lobster trap down in Bourne.
Lobster trap, yep.
All right. Anyway, the chat room, love that place. Mudslides, brother. Anyway,
yeah.
I digress. I was wondering, what do you guys think of the odds of Gronk doing a Junior Seau contract just coming in at the end of the season?
No, I think when he walks away, he walks.
I think he walks. I'm with you because he's going to have other stuff to do.
Yeah. Seau had nothing to do. Remember, he graduated and he had his retirement.
Yeah.
Had the big speech. And,
and then he went home football. And had nothing to do. Gronk has other stuff to do to keep him busy and make money.
Well, Junior started to have issues, you know, the depression and stuff, and I don't see Gronk having that right now.
Mike in Salem on Rob Gronkowski. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys? What's up there, Zoe?
What's up? Remember that one Super Bowl they did that?
And I've been around a while, and I've been watching this game, and two things. Number one, why don't they put Gronk in as a fullback? The guy can catch the ball from out of the backfield.
Got
he can
back.
Also block and open holes and also protect Brady if needed be.
Because they're one of the teams that has a fullback, and he's good. James Devlin can do all the things you just said.
Yeah, well, the thing is you got many more options with Gronk in the backfield, you know, than Devlin or Burkhead, whoever it is, you know?
What's the option? What's the different option you get with Gronk as a fullback?
It's tough to bring him down. That's the thing once he gets going.
It's tough
you
to
see how many guys it takes to stop him?
Yeah, we just talked about James Devlin today, who bench presses 500 pounds and squats 670. It's tough to bring him down, too.
Sure is.
What would be the advantage?
Gronk's tight end. Stop.
There's no advantage to that. You have a fullback. You're one of the few teams that has a true fullback still and does all of those things that you're asking him to do. I don't get that. There's no advantage there. You have a far bigger advantage if Rob Gronkowski is playing at tight end. Mabel in the car.
Hey, Mabel. Mabel.
Wants to talk about one of the announcers this weekend. That, of course, would be probably one of her favorites, Tony Romo, on the broadcast. What's up, Mabel?
That's exactly why I'm calling. Is there any chance that you guys are going to get an interview with him and Zoe? If you
no,
do
he's
see
done.
Him?
No,
he's done.
They shut him down.
He's done
they're
for
not,
the week
they're not allowed to do it, Mabel.
He's off limits.
Really?
They do one interview, I think it was yesterday.
And you know what it
really?
Is? Yeah, they hold a press conference for whoever's calling the game.
It's kind of one of those cushy things.
He did a couple of really high profile interviews earlier in the week, but he's not coming down to Radio Row and walking around the room.
No.
They had a press conference for him and Jim Nance yesterday or a couple days ago, and the whole
CBS
crew.
Yeah.
If you bump into him, will you please tell him that he has a dedicated number one fan out of in Patriots Nation? And just if you ever see him, just tell him that amongst being in
Patriots Nation. He's got his very own Kathy Bates.
You know what I should do? I should get a sheet of paper, and put a big heart on it,
one fan.
And write I love and put Mabel's name in the middle and make Tony hold it. And I'll take a picture and Mabel can get in contact with me and I'll send it to her.
Is Mabel still there?
No.
Oh. Wall Street Journal did a breakdown because people keep talking about how great he is at predicting the plays and all that stuff.
Sims, I was talking to Sims about this the other night, too.
Well,
Chris.
This is what's fascinating. They analyzed 50 hours of footage from games, and out of 2,500 plays where he could have made a prediction,
he hit on 68.
How many do you think he predicted?
2,800?
Of the 2,500? No, just how many predictions did he make over 2,500 plays?
100.
72. So it's a lot less than you think. 11 of those came in the AFC Championship game. So you take away that game, and it's down into like 61 predictions he made.
Here's where he needs to be careful.
Well, hold on a second. But of those, he hit at a 68%
Seven out of rate. 10, we'll say.
Yeah, 7 out of 10. And we know he's not saying they're going to run it here. He's saying, like, oh, Gronk has split out wide. It's a pass going to Gronkowski, and it ends up happening. I don't know what you think of it, Zoe. I think it's pretty good.
I watched that whole stretch at the end because I don't hear it when we're calling a game.
Right.
He was really good.
Yeah.
And you can't do that every play. This is what he needs to be careful of. The hoopla that surrounds that and everybody, how they're talking about now, great, and people wanting more and more, where he's really forcing it. I don't think he will, because I think he's picked and choose. It's only 71 times he's done it. That's it. That's not a lot.
You take out the AFC Championship game, he did it about 60 times.
And this game's so much different than all the other games. Like, let this game breathe a little bit. Don't shoehorn it in to make Nance feel uncomfortable. It's a big game. It's a big game for him. It's his first Super Bowl, so he just needs to be careful. I'm sure he will.
He needs to take some extreme performance fuel, kind of level out.
Little ODP.
Kyle Turley can get him a little something for that.
How you feeling, by the way?
I have no shot at it. I'm starting to fade again. I'm not giving a call right now.
What? You took another what?
I have a shot of this.
Rub some cream on your neck?
You need this one, right?
It's supposed to be a droplet. Ooh! A droplet under your tongue. Go? So.
Where did it all go?
We may hear some of that post-Turley interview during takeaways.
Let me administer it, because he'll do too much.
Yeah.
I'm giving you one dropper. That's it. Under your tongue. No, we'll put it in your eye. It'll get written. Who's going to let me? That's it. That's all you get. You ring the buzzer if you want some more later,
it's
but
tasty.
Only if you need it.
It's tasty.
I'm sure we have more of that coming up in the takeaways, Jim.
Jim doesn't know.
Let's do that next.
Here we go.
Zolak and Bertrand, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zo. Today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken Winity Weight Loss, the program that helped that chubby Cal Draper of NBC Sports Boston lose 25 pounds, and it's still counting. He's still going. Way to go, Kyle. We're proud of you. What's stopping you from getting Awaken 180 Weight Loss?
Does it say chubby there?
Nope.
You add that in.
Major.
Let's see if Stackowitz is sleeping.
Major issues on the connectivity front here.
Really?
On Radio Row. No. Yeah, so we dropped out today, but we are not alone.
Really?
A bunch of stations are dealing with this issue down here.
Around, huh?
Everybody's kind of scrambling. We just, you know, people, we've got three separate lines. Let's leave it at that without getting too technical. Back to the home base.
Yep.
And at one point, all three were dead today. And so we've got a setup where we've got sort of the fail safes in place. You know, when you put three separate lines in, other stations don't have that luxury. Stations all across the room here have been going down all day
good.
Long. And so
we're smarter than them all.
There are people that are starting to question this convention center's ability to host a Super Bowl.
Are there going to be more people here tomorrow?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So from a technological standpoint, you can't have pretty much every sports radio station in the country here and have them dropping off and going off the air.
All using Wi-Fi?
Apparently there's a, not Wi-Fi. There was a station.
No, there's some hardline connectivity issues too, but the Wi-Fi has been
well,
you know, kind of haphazard.
Hard lines here. We're not talking about, we're not using Wi-Fi.
Okay, all right.
It's really hard here.
Were you even paying attention? I don't even think you're paying attention.
I am paying attention. I don't know. You want to bitch about the internet connectivity, and I was trying to help you out, and Zill's throwing paper. What do you want?
Yeah. To juggle.
I'm done.
Come on, clown, juggle.
We have one takeaway today.
Good thing we flip it a quarter.
Following Kyle Turley's interview in which he talked about his products and advocated for the use of cannabis.
Cannabis smuggles? We had some fun with that, boy.
All right, have a listen.
Did you take them?
18 minutes. Hell yeah, I took them.
Oh my God.
Then I squirted all kind of stuff on my lungs.
Yeah, you did. Oh, great. Squirted a number of substances on
I'm feeling pretty damn good.
I got... Get that deer antler spray guy over here. Where's that son of a bitch?
It's time I saw penguins.
He's out on the sidewalk having a press conference.
I saw penguins. It wasn't at the aquatic center. They were in my living room. There was one day when you thought you saw penguins and there was a deer. And I remember I took something and the pills didn't mix right. I ended up calling my sister and I said something about Brody and a gun and there was a deer and a penguin in my living room.
And
she must have called the house 37 times after that. And I never picked the phone. She was in a panic. There's no deer.
Oh, there wasn't? There wasn't a deer in the house?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I was confused.
Yeah. That's, now it's a party.
Now it's a party.
Get out the bales of hay. Make sure you got some ice for the penguin over there.
We should
let some fish.
Zoe holds the rest of the show. Joining us now is one of the Care Bears. It looks like we got Tenderheart sitting over here.
Hey, where's Gummy still?
What's up, buddy? Where's Good Luck Bear? Let's get him in here, too.
Who took another, gummies?
Another headset for Good Luck Bear.
Here. Oh, we're a bunch of idiots.
Some of this cream on this way.
For what? Do you have a problem with your neck?
I don't know. It's just going to absorb quick right there where that vein
is. You want on your jugular vein.
I want on that artery. Just get it right to my heart. Yeah.
Just eat it.
That's what she's... Never mind. Here we go.
Here are the rails.
Where?
Here's the show.
I love this week.
I'm sure you do. I mean, that got even more out of control, and that wasn't edited, by the way. That all happened in real time.
Where's our producer?
That
you know, where
weird.
Did Jim Louth go? Did you throw your hands up and walk away?
He was crying.
That's one of the times where I think Jim just wants to quit mid-show.
Oh, crap. That's us at our best. You know
you have to let it happen before you say something.
Here are the rails. Where?
Felger looks better today. Felger has nice hair.
You know where the rails are.
Yeah.
You put those
out. We got rails, too? What?
Oh, my God.
Felger's got nice coloring today.
He looks better.
Looks good.
You look well.
Oh, yeah.
You look well.
Sarah's on the flight in front of the fam, so she's coming. We're going to get that straight.
Here he is with his belt
he's
again.
Putting the belt on again.
He's got the belt.
Who wears a golfing belt?
He brought his belt with him. Gonna put that on now.
Yeah,
get ready for the show.
I don't understand. I don't care.
Oh, Kyle Turley, our thanks to him. Our thanks to everybody
good,
that joined us. Today.
Yeah, can you name everybody who sat down? We had a lot today.
Adam Vinatieri.
Well, let's start. Let's go from the beginning.
Chronologically,
started the show today. We had
Brian Dawkins.
We were followed by. He was followed by Kurt Warner.
Yep.
Then we had Kyle Turley.
Kyle Turley.
Those were the first three.
Yep.
Second hour, we had Adam Vinatieri.
Yep.
We also had Darren Revelle today.
Yep.
We had who else? Ed McCaffrey today.
Ed McCaffrey. There
Sweet
we go.
Ed.
That's it. That's my good day.
Got them all right.
All right. Good.
Yep.
Good stuff.
And we've got more lined up for tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be our final day. We're going to have Phil Perry with us in the 1 o'clock hour tomorrow. That's our plan.
You want to run down to the guests?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Jackie Slater.
Nice.
Father
Maurice Jones-Drew, who hates Zoe.
Nice.
Why does he hate me?
Calls you a homer broadcaster. He's the Rams color analyst.
Oh, well, he's a dick. I mean, you're doing a Rams broadcast, and you.
All right,
Maurice
we'll talk to him tomorrow about that. Rod Woodson,
why don't you go do Jacksonville's?
Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go do Chicago's play-by.
Brent Musburger's calling
in. Capello, I'm done. I'm doing Chicago next year.
Musburger.
We have a special celebrity guest, as you talked about.
Homer.
And then Phil Perry, like you said, is going to join us on the final hour.
Okay.
And the Radio Row montage that Tom's already putting together.
Yeah.
It's already good.
Yeah. And tomorrow, with it being Friday, we will take, we got, if there's a random celebrity, like I just say we say yes no matter what, Artie. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter who it is.
We have not had our Louis Anderson of this week.
We have not had our Louis Anderson or Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Lou Retton. Oh.
We haven't had one of those this week.
All right, peeps.
We just need that.
Yes, we do.
Inject it into the show,
or
maybe inject it into the jugular, if you can get it in there, in that vein. So it's
rub the cream on.
Get it in there. Coming up next, Felger Mass from Radio Row. They'll do their thing for the next 4 hours. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m., our final day on Radio Row, Super Bowl 53, just days away here in Atlanta. Have a great rest of your day. Bye. Easy on the oils.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.